Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Fellow Falcoholic channel members and patrons, what is up? Welcome to the Dirty Birds and Brews podcast / Falcoholic Live's first live Falcons mock draft of the 2024 cycle. Thank you all so much for joining us. I am, of course, Kevin. And we're joined for the first time in a little while, welcoming back to the show Adnan Ekic at Say Which Way. Adnan, how are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited because it is technically draft month. So, you know what? We can talk all the draft. I know I'm normally a proponent of, you know, slowing everyone's roll. You know, I'm that guy when when it comes to the talking about the draft in December or, you know, in January. But, you know what? It's April. Full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead, absolutely. And, you know, it's, we're happy to have you because we honestly spent like the majority of the first part of this season basically talking about the coaching search and free agency and all this stuff. And like, I feel like we haven't really, the two of us, gotten to the draft a ton yet. So this is a great opportunity to start that process.
I'm frozen.
Yeah, I'm, I see frozen. Your video is frozen. Let me.
What? Why is my video frozen? Hold on.
I can hear you. Okay, video's back. We're back, everyone. Yeah. I think Mad Tom K was saying, you know, Adnan being here is just an April Fool's prank. You know, that's, he's not really here. This is a recording. This whole thing has been recorded. It's very clever. Yeah. It's all in post.
I'm actually AI. The Falcoholic has so much money that they can afford this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. They cut our pay for this, by the way.
Yes, we're all AI. This is an elaborate simulation. That's the next step in our.
They're testing out AI for us to not, for them to not have to pay us at all. They actually forced us to sign away our image and likeness.
Our NIL. It's like a reverse NIL deal. Like we actually just don't get anything.
I have been gone for a while, and you know, I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
The Hawks appear to have life, which is kind of cool, right? That's always up. Nice. Yeah.
We beat the Celtics. We beat the Celtics twice.
Twice.
So, yeah.
Hey, and that seems exciting to me.
Hey, who would have thought? Not me.
Who would have thought, right? My blur not is me, like, right? This is hilarious. My blur is like making it so you can only see the top like left of my camera. That's really funny. Okay, well, we'll just go without the blur. You guys can see how messy my office actually is. It's been obscured all these years by the blur, but you'll just get the full blast here on the show. But guys, welcome to our channel members and patrons. Thanks, everyone, for coming in and joining us today. I know we have some folks that send their condolences, and I'll make sure to ping everyone to make sure folks know we're getting started now. But thank you guys for your patience with these. I've had some, like, personal stuff that's basically made my schedule quite full this off season, so I appreciate your patience as we got into the draft season. It hasn't really affected like the show itself, but there haven't been as many like exclusive patron shows as I would like, and channel members, welcome to the YouTube folks as well. So that's something I would definitely like to work on, and to start with that, we're probably going to have like two patron live mock drafts this month in addition to like one just public one probably right before the draft. But thank you guys for your patience and support through the season and through all the seasons. It's great to have you guys here. I know we still have a lot of diehards back from the early days that have joined our new folks. And for those of you that won the fantasy leagues, your prizes will be merch. I am in the process of working on merch. I have been for some time. It's more complicated than I thought it would be to find good merch. I thought it would be pretty simple, but it's less simple than I had hoped, but when the merch comes, you will receive merch. Probably either like your choice of like a t-shirt or a hat or whatever it is that you want, one of those sorts of things. So don't worry. We're not going to forget who won the fantasy leagues. I'm sure you won't let us forget. But did want to make sure you guys know that you will be receiving merch. You'll be one of the first people to get some when we do have it. And we appreciate your patience on that as well. Because I would also like to wear merch, like, to training camp and to, like, Senior Bowl and stuff like that.
I was going
to
say,
like,
can you send me some merch? Like,
yes.
I don't.
Yes, Adnan, you will get some merch. We'll put that on the show. You know, you can refer back to there if you don't receive your merch, you know. But
I'm over here like, damn, do I need to win a fantasy league to, like, actually get some money?
No, I'm really cheap. You know, you don't get any merch. You got to buy it full price, you know, just like everybody else. But,
like, I got to the semifinal of the league that I was in, but, you know, I guess that wasn't enough.
Yeah, what do you think this is, the participation trophy, you know, fantasy leagues here or no?
Very, very,
but
very good.
Yep. Well, guys, real quick, I don't have time to actually record a separate ad read. I normally would not subject you guys to this ad read during the patron show, but I actually have like a commitment immediately following the show, so I don't have time to like record a separate ad read and like edit it in. So I'm going to do the ad read for BetOnline real quick. I appreciate everyone for bearing with me on this to save me like half an hour of maneuvering later. But guys, betonline.ag, still thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring today's episode. The tournament is here. March Madness, we're in the Elite Eight, the Final Four for the women getting started, and BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship itself. And you can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. So what are you waiting for, guys? Head to BetOnline today and get in on all the action. Just remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. All right. Thank you, folks, for that. Now let's go ahead and get into this mock draft. We'll go a ways. You know, I don't know how interested everyone is in making all these like 6-round picks, but you know, if you know, we'll see how much time we end up taking with the earlier ones, because sometimes, you know, we take a long time on these earlier picks, and so those are the more important ones. So we'll spend the majority of the show on that, and then, you know, maybe we'll do something quick for the last few picks. But we will definitely be getting your guys' thoughts and also just talking about the guys who are available on the draft board as we go through. So yeah, let's get right to it. In case you guys haven't seen, you know, the big expose on Draft Network, their mock draft machine no longer functions. So now we're using PFF's mock draft simulator, which is also nice. I think they've done a lot of good work on it. Shout out to Trevor Sikkema. I know he's been behind a lot of the improvements over there at PFF. I think they've like incorporated a composite sort of draft board that takes into account like rankings from all over, you know, the draft
sphere and everything. So it's not just PFF rankings determining this stuff. So it also shows you like the average position that people doing the draft simulator tend to draft players. So you get an idea of sort of like what the rankings say and where people actually end up getting drafted. So it's very interesting, but I will go ahead and read off. We're not going to do trades in this one. For the next one that we do, we will do trades, but I figure for the first one, we'll keep it relatively simple here. And yeah, so top names interesting to the Falcons, we'll start with, which would be Roma Dunze is the receiver that's left. The top seven of the draft went Caleb Williams 1. That one's pretty much like a done deal, it seems like. And then after that, it seems pretty much open. Like we could see different things happen depending. And this draft, I feel like, is like relatively chalky. Like that there are four quarterbacks that go two wide receivers and then Joe Alt. I think that's probably the most likely scenario at this point. So we had Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3, Marvin Harrison Jr. 4. The Chargers take Joe Alt at 5. And then the Giants take J.J. McCarthy at 6. And Malik Nabers goes 7 to the Titans. Those players going in that order, I think, are pretty common, you know, and so I think this is actually a pretty realistic scenario. I do wonder if, you know, we'll see the Vikings try to get to 4 or 5 to get ahead of like the Giants to get McCarthy, but you know, we'll have to see how that shakes out. It's not all that important for the Falcons unless one of the quarterbacks like,
hey, that's not our problem anymore.
Yeah, it's not our problem anymore.
We got our quarterback.
not my problem.
I do think it's weird. So just quick tangent, have you noticed over the past few years, just in comparison to, let's say, a draft a decade ago or 15 years ago, it seems like more and like, this isn't just me, right? It seems like more and more quarterbacks are just going top 5,
yeah,
or top 10. Like that quarterback tax seems like it's absolutely like at its peak. Like I don't remember when I was younger, like even up to like, in 08, let's say, for example, when the Falcons drafted Matt Ryan, the only two quarterbacks that went were Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco. Now it seems like every single year, more and more quarterbacks are going top 10, even ones that, like, you know, probably don't deserve to be there, quote unquote. But it's just interesting to see, you know, the reaction of teams as this has become more and more of a quarterback driven league. Like, for example, JJ McCarthy, we're talking about him as a consensus top 10 pick. I don't think he should be near the top 10 in my personal opinion,
right?
Just like what I've seen from him, like on film and at Michigan. But it's just a really interesting thing. And it's something that's very advantageous for you if you are a team that doesn't need a quarterback, because the more quarterbacks that go ahead of the Falcons, the better. Cause you know, now you have this selection option. You have this selection of players, you know, that are there that are, you know, non-quarterbacks. Personally, I've been beating the Joe Alt drum for years, or not years, for weeks, months. I think that's my number one player for the Falcons on my board. He's obviously not there. I don't think he's going to be there. Mm. But that is just one of those names where if he is there, I would like to go BPA and take him, even though the team has other needs. But man, getting a successor to Jake Matthews and someone who can play right tackle from day one, like, that's, you know, I love Caleb McGarry. Like, we all like Caleb McGarry. I don't think McGarry is good enough to justify passing a player of Joe Alt's caliber. But
yeah,
not really going to go too deep into that because Joe Alt is not on the board. Just a couple of interesting initial thoughts, yeah, as I see this draft board.
No, I agree. I think Joe Alt definitely is one that would make you stop and think at the very least about that potential. It's just not the cleanest fit. But it's absolutely like he's a BPA sort of dictates that you at least need to consider that, or at least consider trading down from that. the one like unexpected guy that does end up falling here is Roma Dunze, the wide receiver from Washington. And, you know, I think the one that would make them really, really consider taking a receiver is probably Malik Nabers. I mean, Marvin Harrison's not going to fall, so I won't even really talk about that. But Roma Dunze or Malik Nabers, you know, it really depends. But I think Malik Nabers is like the perfect complement for Drake London in a lot of ways. And, you know, I think it would be very, very tempting. I think Roma Dunze isn't quite as tempting. But again, it is an interesting conversation. And then obviously Brock Bowers is here, but I just don't think they're going to value that.
No.
Like he's absolutely a top 10 like talent. It's just they're not going to value another tight end like that.
The team should be hoping that the Chargers take Bowers, or they fall in love with Bowers, or, you know, someone ahead of them also takes Bowers because, you know, go Dogs, but you know, you're not taking a tight end. I actually have Odunze. It's a hot take. It was a slightly hot take. I actually like Odunze better than Neighbors.
I know there's a lot of people that do. I don't even think it's that hot. I think it's just, it depends on what you like, but I just feel like Odunze is a little more similar to Drake. So I feel like Neighbors is more of like a compliment, but it's not like, I mean, again,
I just can't get over the combination of the size and the route running ability.
Yeah, he's special.
And I think there's a lot, like, I think that's a really good mixture that has provided some really good NFL players where, you know, if you can run the entire route tree, it's going to be a really good. If you can run the entire route tree at 6'3", it's like, all right, now we're talking about some like elite level company. Here, I would seriously consider him at 8. That would be the fun pick. Like that would be the pick to really just load in the offense and just go all out. Of course, Edge is also right there as well. You know, we don't. Of course, we need a preface. We have the caveat. We don't know the medicals. We don't know the interviews. We're just doing this, you know, as two guys streaming who only have the information to the public. My top Edge guys, Latu. I know Dallas Turner is there. Jared Verse is in the conversation. Just assuming that all the medicals are clear and all the medicals are like really good for Latu and you know, it's all clean and there's no reason for us to suspect that it's not. I think, I don't know, my personal pick here would probably be Latu, just sort of having the need, edging out the overall talent where I think Odunze is BPA, but I don't think he's that much better than Latu to justify going receiver over Edge when you sort of need Edge a bit more.
Yeah, I agree. And like the patrons all agree. I ran a poll saying which position do you guys think we should target through an edge, corner, and receiver. Because I think the only other position that's probably in play here is corner, maybe with Quinyon Mitchell if you really love him, which I do think he's very good, but I don't know that he's really top 10 to me, at least not over like an edge rusher or like one of the top three receivers. But the patrons have spoken as all seven want an edge rusher here. So like, we're going to go the edge direction, which again, I think that's like the chalkier idea. But all three of the edge guys are there. And I think there's obviously like a case for all of them, like Latu, Turner, Verse. You know, I think the only thing that like gives me pause on Verse at all is that I feel like he's a better 4-3 defensive end, whereas I think Latu and Turner are better 3-4 guys. So that's why I think the Falcons are probably focused a little bit more on Latu and Turner. But again, I agree with you, Adnan, that like they're all good options. And I think, you know, to me, the Latu's testing, where he actually tested out really well, and actually weighed in really well too, like close to 260. I think he was over 260 at his pro day when he ran those really good short shuttle and three cone times. He kind of, I think he closed the gap on Turner. Like, don't get me wrong, like Turner is a better athlete. Turner does have that elite length that Latu doesn't. I think that's the one real knock on Latu, is that he doesn't have great length. But it doesn't matter so much when you're so good technically. Like he's already knows how to get to basically eliminate issues with his length because he's so technically advanced. Whereas like, it's just...
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Walmart
Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's not really a problem for him, where I think as for someone else that didn't have his technical ability, the length would be a bigger issue. But he just makes it not an issue. So,
and the thing is, that's one of those things that just translates really well too. Like, we've had some, and I'm not comparing Turner to these guys or, you know, hating on him, but we have had some guys who have been, you know, really good athletes, but haven't really been there when it comes to the moves and counter moves in the past. And we've seen how that sort of can burn you to the point where if you're giving me the option between two really good edge rushers, and Dallas Turner would not be a bad pick by any means.
No.
Then I would prefer to go with the guy who, you know, does have a wider array of counter moves. Just because that works. That's proven to work in the NFL. And, you know, hopefully the Falcons pass rush is a lot better next year with one of these guys. Like, the team got 40 sacks last year. I didn't see that coming. But those sacks, not a lot. The edge group still overall underwhelmed.
Yes, definitely.
In spite of those really high stats. This year, if you can get one of those edge guys into the room, and you know, you can sort of get Arnold Ebikadie to get that, you know, step up. And we saw Ebikadie wasn't really a factor at the very beginning of the season, and then he came on more and more toward the middle and the end of the season. You know, who knows what that was? Maybe just, you know, he probably just wasn't a scheme fit. Now we have a new defensive coordinator, a new defensive mind, a new defensive scheme. Yeah. If you can get anything from D'Angelo Malone, he's given you nothing as a third round pick so far, then, you know, maybe the Falcons can sort of build this edge group to being, you know, more so toward, you know, the middle of the pack as opposed to just sort of bad. And, you know, the team has been trying to upgrade. They tried to trade Montez Sweat, didn't happen. Depending on the reports you believe, maybe they were in on Hassan Reddick, didn't happen. So, you know, they have this as a circled need. And, you know, getting a guy like Olatu or a Dallas Turner, you can arguably get your best edge since John Abraham.
Yeah.
Not that that's a really high bar to clear for this franchise, but, you know, you can sort of finally get that position out of the way that has plagued you for years and years.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the people have spoken, they want an edge rusher. We're going to take an edge rusher. I think to me, it's been funny because Laiatulatu played at UCLA. We all know who else played at UCLA, Tack McKinley. And that has led to people comparing the two. They're nothing alike, honestly. Like, I know some people are like, oh, they're not similar. They're not similar at all. They're not a similar body type. They don't have similar length. They don't have similar testing. They don't have similar production. It's a ridiculous comparison.
You know who does compare to Tack McKinley? Dallas Turner. Now, Dallas Turner is more athletic. Don't get me wrong. Dallas Turner's agilities were significantly better. But Dallas Turner has the exact same body type. 6'2", 250, long arms. Now, that's not the entire profile, but Dallas Turner's production is a lot more similar to Tack McKinley's than it is to Laiatu Latu. So, like, it's just funny to me that people compare Latu to Tack because they went to UCLA, when really the much closer comparison for Tack is Dallas Turner. Yeah. So,
and I didn't want to bring it up, like, directly, but
that's
what I was thinking in my mind when I was saying previous players who haven't had that technical ability. Tack and Vic Beasley. But yeah, I was picturing the, you know, Dallas Turner, Tack McKinley comparison. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, Turner's going to be a bust the way that Tack was. Or, you know, that he would be, you know, sort of, I don't want to say off the field distraction, but Tack did have some, like, you know, some stuff where
he had some strong takes. Yeah.
Yeah, he had some sort of, and remember, he like sacks. He has that first really good play against the Seahawks of the season, puts up the 5 for the fifth year option being declined. And then he proved to the Falcons why they were right in declining that fifth year option.
That's exactly right.
So. It's the same as like a few years ago with, like, you know, Brian Burns was the big name. And it's like, oh, he's going to be another Vic Beasley because, you know, they're similar in height. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's, you know, you can't make these kinds of, there's more to it than just like the raw measurables.
Yeah, exactly. You got to look at the whole player.
All of this to say my pick would probably be Latu here.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're going to go with Latu here. I think that one's going to pick up more steam. And I think everything I heard suggests Latu got the thumbs up at the combine in terms of his medicals as well. So he aced the testing. Obviously, the film is the best of any of the edge rushers, so there's already that. And then if he got the thumbs up medically at the combine, I don't really know what there is to keep him from being edge one, other than that we know that Dallas Turner is like the prototype 3-4 edge rusher in terms of a size athleticism standpoint. But Latu's close enough, other than the length. Dallas Turner has a clear length advantage, no question. But, like, man, I think Latu closed the gap to the point where I'm going to probably end with Latu as the top target.
And also, Latu is going to benefit from, like, it's not going to be a lot of drop fatigue, because everyone was talking about Turner top 10, Turner top 10, Turner top 10. And, you know, some of those guys, like, drop fatigue is a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, after some time, like, teams are going to start, you know, outsmarting themselves a little bit. I mean, the perfect example with the Falcons in 2018 was Calvin Ridley, right? Ridley had no business at all falling to 26.
Right.
At some point, he was like a consensus top 10 pick early on in the process. And then it's like, you know, team just sort of the draft. It takes too long to get to the draft between the end of the season, the draft. Or, you know, Latu won't have that problem because now he's going to be that new prospect in the top 10. But yeah, it's, he doesn't have to overcome draft fatigue as well, which, you know, as much as we don't want it to be a serious thing, it's a real thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right. So for the second round, this is quite a group that we got to decide between. Both the quarterbacks, Bo Nix and Michael Penix, are still here. Tyler Newbin at safety, top player available, still here. I've taken him here before for the Falcons. Ladd McConkey, still here.
Go
TJ
dog.
Tampa, the corner, still here. This would be like an ideal situation for the Falcons, where I could see them taking any of these guys. I'm going to run a poll with the four guys I'm going to put for the poll. Just want to make sure this is cool with you, Non. Ladd, Tyler Newbin, TJ Tampa, and then, do you prefer Michael Penix or Bo Nix? I'll put one of the quarterbacks in there too.
If you're twisting my arm, it'll be Michael Penix.
Okay. I'm going to put him in there, but so it's up to you guys, but we'll talk about it. Like, Tyler Newbin is the number one safety. I think he is a first round caliber player. He would be a perfect fit next to Jesse Bates. It's not like sexy like Ladd would be, right? But I do think he's the best player available. But Ladd McConkey is absolutely right there with him as like a very quality like wide
it's
receiver.
Definitely,
yeah.
not sexy because Newbin, like, you know, it's a speed with Newbin, right? Like, he's not like the long range, long distance speed, and players who aren't like high end speed or like tend to be less sexy, you know, in the eyes of fans, maybe in the eyes of some teams, you know. Shout out to the Al Davis led Oakland Raiders. But yeah, like, safety is a genuine need. Like, it is absolutely a need. Like, I'm done with Richie Grant as a starter for my team. I'm sorry. You have to admit sunk cost at some point. The Falcons got it wrong, spending a second round pick on Richie Grant. I know that Terry Fontenot made that pick. Raheem Morris isn't as tied to Richie Grant as Terry Fontenot might be, but we have to admit that that pick was just bad. And the Falcons having a chance to draft Javon Holland and trading out of that pick was bad. The Falcons taking Grant over Creed Humphrey was bad. Yeah. You know, we liked the Richie Grant pick at the time, but we didn't expect him to, you know, get burned by tight ends over the middle so many times in the NFL and to not figure it out. We could not see it coming that he was going to have trouble with the playbook in his rookie year, and that would cost him most of his rookie season. The Falcons cannot go into 2024. The Falcons cannot go into 2024 with Richie Grant starting at strong safety. Like, I'm sorry, it you just can't. And they did not address safety in free agency, which means that they likely might in the draft. Ladd McConkey, man, another great pick. And you know that this offense would cook with him. You know, he fits that prototypical, like, Los Angeles Rams type, you know, system player, you know. This is a hard choice. Like, this is a
real. And then TJ Tampa, I think, is a really great fit for, like, this defense too at corner. Like, he's probably one of the only corners I would consider here. So he's interesting. If you're really of the mind that, like, you really like Michael Penix or Bo Nix, like, I think one or both of them will probably be gone here. But, like, it's interesting. But the problem is, I think they're both older quarterbacks. So it's like you'd love to get a developmental guy behind Kirk. But, like, they're both, like, not great guys to sit for 2 or 3 years because they're already 25. So it's like, it's not great. But, I mean, I could definitely see an argument for a lot of these guys. It's currently a tie between Ladd McConkey and Tyler Newbin. Both have 33% of the vote. So we'll have to break the tie on unless we get more votes. You guys want to, if anybody else wants to weigh in, this is your opportunity for we have to break the tie. But
yeah, and also, like, you know, just touching on TJ Tampa, like, cornerback is probably going to be a need sooner rather than later. I mean, it's a need now. I don't know if this is a take which, you know, some people will agree with or won't agree with. If I was the Falcons, I'd be proactive when it comes to AJ Terrell.
Yeah.
I personally don't think he's good enough to get paid high-end cornerback money. And, you know, I personally wouldn't like the Falcons giving him over $20 million a year that he'll probably be looking for. If I was the Falcons, I want to go the luxurious Sneed route with him.
Yeah, like, he's getting luxurious Sneed money. I don't think the Falcons will give him anything more than Sneed got. So
yeah, I mean, like, go the luxurious Sneed route of, all right, play him out this year, and then tag and trade him for try to get what did Sneed go for, a second?
Yeah, or a future second. Yeah, I think. Yeah. It wasn't even that much. I don't think it was like that. They didn't get great compensation for him, honestly.
I don't think Terrell is. I think Terrell is playing off of a really good reputation he got in his sophomore season. I don't think he's been that guy since. He's been solid. He's been a really solid player. But, yeah, I would definitely, the same way that I was talking about Joe Alt and being proactive with the left tackle, it may be advantageous to sort of be proactive with cornerback as well. And that's where, drafting a quarterback could come in handy. But, yeah, definitely, though. You know, those are my opinions on cornerback, and there's a lot of holes. Like, you're not going to be able to fix all of these holes all at once.
True. Yeah. No, and
Yeah, so we did get the tie-breaking vote for Ladd, and I haven't actually drafted Ladd before, so I think that's an interesting one. So we'll go with Ladd here and see how the rest of this draft plays out. But I think he's so tempting because, like, honestly, like, he's the perfect slot receiver for this style of offense. He would be a great addition. He would slot right in and be, like, someone that could he's, like, a guy that's just going to come in and be able to contribute right away. So I think that one makes a ton of sense, too.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you want to build this offense up around Kirk Cousins as well. You want to maximize Kirk Cousins while he's here over these next couple of years, and the team does still have a need at wide receiver. They went out and they addressed the position a little bit, but I don't really see Darnell Mooney as a wide receiver too.
Yep.
Rondale Moore, we'll see what he's got, but he really hasn't done much in the NFL at this point. Right. Hopefully a change of scenery helps unlock him a little bit. But the team is still in need of that wide receiver too, especially for when Drake London does get doubled. I assume you can make the argument that Kyle Pitts is your wide receiver too, but, it's not the same as Arthur Smith's system where the tight end is more valued and you're running more of those two tight end systems. What we saw with the Rams, that they have multiple contributors at wide receiver, and Ladd McConkey can come in and make an impact right away.
Yeah, absolutely. He can. It's an interesting one that I haven't done before, so I'm excited with that one. And getting in here to the third round, the Falcons do have two picks, like four picks apart at 74 and 79. So looking here, obviously Spencer Rattler's here. We've heard some buzz that the Falcons are interested in him. And he makes a little bit more sense from that developmental timeline, given where he is in his process. Tavondre Sweat, fan favorite, one of my favorites as well. Austin Booker, the edge rusher from Kansas, the Falcons want to double up at edge. He's been someone who is quite interesting. He really impressed at the Senior Bowl, had some good testing as well.
Has Abrams Drain gone?
No. So we could throw him in there too. I think he's definitely someone that's in play at this part of the draft as well. Excuse me. Yeah, I'll throw Chris. So I'm going to put in Rattler, Sweat, Booker, and Abrams Drain. Normally I'd put a wide receiver in here, but we just took McConkey, so probably.
If you want to go developmental quarterback, Rattler in round three makes way more sense than Penix or Nix in round two. We know he has the talent.
Yeah.
Like Rattler was, one of the top guys in high school. I know there, were some attitude issues a little bit. If you watch that quarterback documentary that he was on, we saw that he did transfer to South Carolina. I think he held his own over there. But, if you want to make a succession plan, I'm not a huge fan of, like, taking quarterbacks in the middle rounds and then just, like, sort of, throwing your faith behind them.
I was going to say, that didn't just work out so well for the Falcons, right?
Yeah. But it also just almost never works out. Like, sure, worked out with Russell Wilson, it worked out with Dak Prescott, but for as many Russell Wilsons as there are, there's 20 Kellen Mons. Worked out with Jimmy Garoppolo, sure, but for as many Jimmy Garoppolos, there's like 15 Brian Bromes. The odds just aren't in your favor, but if the team falls in love with Rattler, then they fall in love with Rattler. But I don't know. I'm not a big fan of just like taking a court, because these are still valuable picks. Like it's still a day two pick, and you can still get a legitimate contributor here.
Yeah. Well, Tavondre Sweat is running away with it here in the voting. So, I don't blame people for that. I think if Sweat does fall here, he's a really good value. He fills a need. This team doesn't really have that space eating nose tackle. They haven't had it for a while, but going back to this 3-4, I think getting that type of player makes sense. I think Sweat has a lot of potential. I think Sweat has a lot of potential to slim down a little bit more, get to that like 340 range. And I think if he can keep his weight in that like 340 range, he has like Dontari Poe
type of upside. Like, I think he is a very gifted nose tackle. He just needs to keep his weight under control. And we saw it at Texas. I mean, he was impressive as a pass rusher at times. He just can't handle a big snap count at the NFL level, I don't think, if he's playing at 360. Like, it's so hard to do that in the NFL. Like, no one has really been able to do that successfully. So,
yeah, I mean, there's Vince Wilkfork, but he's a genetic
right.
freak.
Sweat
wouldn't be in the third round if he was like a region of Vince Wilkfork.
Yes, exactly. But
it's like a big space eater. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you hit on it. You have to be able to rush the passer in the NFL if you want to be successful anywhere on the D-line. This isn't your dad's NFL. This isn't the NFL of 20 years ago where you can have that run defense specialist in there where, you know, he's not really going to hurt the quarterback, but you can, like, put him in and he's really going to, like, disrupt the right. That's sort of just, like, that specialist is sort of going away. And we talked about it earlier with so many quarterbacks going in the top five, going in the top 10 these days. That's part of the reactions of this league becoming such a passing league, such a pass heavy. It's part of the results of this analytical movement where right now, you know what, you got to go get the passer. That's the number one priority. And then if you can stop the run, that's great, but that's secondary. Yep. And Sweat can go get the passer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he can.
Yeah, and I mean, even if he does have those limited snap counts, that's sort of baked into the cost a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's why he's lasting this long, is because teams don't know for sure if they can get that weight down. How many snaps can they actually give him? The snaps that he does play will be impactful. That's why I'm confident in taking him. And the upside, I think, is absolutely worth it.
And you don't need him to be a starter day one, too. Like, you have Grady Jarrett, you have David Onyemata.
Exactly.
But like, you can put him into a position to succeed right away from day one. You're not going to really task him to overdo it.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. Hopefully Grady Jarrett's ready week one after his season-ending injury last year.
Yep.
But yeah, like, David Onyemata is still there, and, you know, you want to build up that depth. And God, for once, I just want a third rounder that's actually, you know,
we got two this year, so, like, one of them's got to do something, right? I mean,
like, the last couple of, was it Ritter and Malone went the same draft?
Yeah.
Like, man, talk about, like, two strikeouts, like, back to, yeah. I mean, like, I know jury's still out on D'Angelo Malone, but
yeah,
he's done nothing so far.
Yeah, I do like D'Angelo Malone. I think the flashes he showed as a rookie were interesting, for sure.
I really liked him in college.
Yeah, like, yeah, but exactly. It's just, yeah.
Like, we need to see some impact at the NFL level as well. And maybe like, getting that new, you know, getting Jimmy Lake in here, getting Raheem Boris to run in here to run the defense, maybe that's going to be what's needed for him. Hopefully it is. The same way that, you know, getting a new offensive mind will hopefully unlock Rondale Moore.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to go with Sweat here. That was definitely the runaway favorite. Add some beef to this mock. And then for this next group of guys, Spencer Rattler is still here at 79. So I'm putting him back on the board. Same thing with Abram Strain. Austin Booker went, so I changed the edge pick to Gabriel Murphy, who is Latu's teammate. Also an athletic guy, good pass rusher. Not on Latu's level, but otherwise has a similar game. And then my favorite safety in this range is Texas Tech's Dadrian Taylor-Demerson. So I want to add him in there because I still think safety is a big need. So, you know, and he's good. He's really underrated. I would encourage everyone to go read, like, Lance Erline's write-up on him. He's been rising up people's boards. So he's good. And then Chris Abrams-Drain, you know, a big riser from the Senior Bowl. Really good, like, zone corner. I mean, I think in man, he's a little bit more limited. You need some work there, but if you're looking for him to play zone, which is what the Falcons are going to be primarily playing in this new defense, he's a good pick too. I think, to me, like, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson's probably higher on my board, but I won't blame anyone that likes Chris Abrams-Drain, and because corner, I think, is just as much of a need. But yeah, I mean, those are probably the four that I'd have. I like a lot of times wide receiver is here if you haven't taken one yet, but we already got Ladd, so I feel like they're probably gonna wait to take another receiver if they do take one until like day three at this stage. So,
and also with Demerson, you know, you do have that sexy speed in there.
Yeah, you know, and he's got like maybe the longest name in the draft, like altogether, like number of characters. So I just want to see them try to squeeze that into the jersey, because they had to make the font smaller and all that. It's pretty great. So the aesthetics alone, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of these jerseys, like hopefully it's the last year with them.
I guess we'll see. Yeah.
I've made my chagrin very, very open when it comes to the jerseys. You know, I hate the numbers. I just low key if it was up to me, we would replace them when we can.
And yeah, I hate the numbers. The rest of it's like fine with me. I just don't like the numbers. Like,
I also don't like having like not having a primary red. Like, yeah, I get they need to, like yeah. The black jerseys are like okay.
I like the primary black, but they need to have a red in the rotation at least.
Like, yeah, like the only red they have is the gradient, and they never wear. Have they worn the gradient once?
Yeah, like yeah, they wore it like 1 year, and then they stopped putting it on the schedule, which is weird because I thought it actually looks good. Like I think it actually like surprisingly looked pretty good when they actually wore it with the black pants. But yeah, it's just like nope, we're done with the gradients. They just like threw them in the trash can, so that was interesting. But
I mean, yeah, I'm down to throw all the jerseys in the trash can and just like never speak of it again, and just go with a sort of an '80s type like look. Yeah. Like what they had in the 80s. But you know, that's another topic for the dead period. Yeah. For me personally, I would go with one of the secondary guys.
Yeah. Abram, we might have Drain. To break the tie. Like right now, Abrams Drain and Taylor Demerson are tied. So
both of them have three names.
Yep, that's true.
So you know, for whatever that's worth.
Yep.
But more importantly, the team does need to address corner. The team does need to address safety. If it was up to me having to break the tie, just from a positional standpoint, I think safety is a bit more pressing than cornerback because you still have AJ Terrell for this year. I mean, likely longer, but you know, I just gave my opinion on it.
Yeah.
You do need another corner, but Clark Phillips showed his flashes last year.
Yeah, and I think he's a better zone fit too. So I think there's a chance he could play better in this scheme.
Yeah. And Phillips not only like showed his flashes, but he outright replaced Jeff Okuda as a starter toward the end of the season. Like that's one of those picks where this team has a lot of needs, but that's where hitting on day three picks like Clark Phillips last year is invaluable, and hitting on those undrafted rookies is absolutely invaluable because now that opens the door to not have to take a cornerback so high or as a pressing need, and you can sort of, you know, make up for your mistake on that swing and miss with Richie Grant a couple years earlier. So, you know, maybe it sort of even evens out at the end of the day. My pick here would be Taylor Demerson.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll go with Taylor Demerson here, and we'll look at corner probably with our next pick.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best.
The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's see what we got here at 109 in the fourth round. That'll be the Falcons' next pick. All right, so Chris Abrams Drain's still here. So,
I mean, that's
nice.
That sort of makes it it easy.
I mean, well, yeah, like, we'd probably just take him because I think he was tied with Taylor Demerson. So, yeah, I mean, I think that would make a lot of sense. Obviously, yeah, I mean, honestly, in this range, I don't see anyone else that's like really screaming to get above him. I mean, Cam Hart would have been probably the next corner I would look at, but I don't think I would take him over Abrams Drain.
I mean, we don't have to feel bad because there is a legit chance that Abrams Drain is there in the fourth round.
Yeah, yeah. I think like the third to the fourth is kind of his range. So,
like, this isn't one of those where it's like super far. But it's not like, oh, Locke is there in the second. Like, okay.
Yeah, no, Abrams Drain's rank on the board is like 114 or 108 in terms of when he's usually drafted. So, like, right around this range. So, I don't think like he'd be overdrafted in the third round, but I think this is probably his floor or so. So, yeah, I mean, I think him going here wouldn't be that crazy. So, yeah, I mean, for all the reasons we just said, Chris Abrams Drain here at 108, and probably don't need to do another poll because he already had a bunch of support with the last pick. So, I have to imagine he'd be very popular here. And fits the need. So we'll go ahead and make that one and see where we're at in the fifth round here at pick 143. All right. So here, this is kind of a free for all spot. Honestly, it's kind of just like have your pick if you're looking for like, yeah, I mean, Xavier Thomas from Clemson's here. He's interesting, like former five-star edge, older player, but you know, again, has traits, potentially someone you'd want to be looking at. Ben Sinnott, I know people are like, oh, the Falcons tight end, you know, whatever. Ben Sinnott is actually a really interesting tight end. He's like a do-it-all. And like, if the Falcons aren't going to carry a fullback, which the Rams typically didn't, Ben Sinnott can play fullback and do all that kind of stuff. So he could be interesting. He's a great blocker. Over 2 yards per route run, which is exceptional for a tight end. He could be like a long-term tight end too for you. And at this point in the draft in the fifth round, like I know they don't like need a tight end for real, but I mean, it's like interesting. And like, you know, running back too, like Tyrone Tracy, former wide receiver at running back. Like it's not like a huge need for this team, but he is kind of interesting to me. But let's see what else.
Yeah. Don't forget you have Avery Williams.
Exactly. You know, yeah. If he's back healthy.
Mm-hmm. Receiver, running back. That's a name that people are like, I don't know. I think they're sort of underestimating this. Like, remember, Williams had what the highest net return yardage, like per return before he got hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
That's gonna be a big deal. And I mean,
oh yeah.
He also has Ray McLeod in there now for special teams. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's gonna be shot in the arm, definitely for special teams.
Yeah. Let's see. I would throw in, I know somebody asked about offensive tackle. This is also a spot where you could look at like a swing tackle type guy or and like Javon Foster from Missouri. He's definitely someone I would consider in this range. Like just a good tackle, kind of like a an above average athlete. And I know that's not really the fact like the Falcons' MO previously, that they were always like hyper focused on the zone, like ultra athletic offensive linemen, but the Rams were not married to the zone scheme nearly as much. They still like ran a lot of zone, but they also ran some power stuff and they didn't necessarily need their offensive linemen to be like the most athletic. So Javon Foster is interesting. Let's see. So maybe we can see who the wide receivers are.
Other thing about tackle that we should consider is it depends on how many they're going to keep on the roster. I mean, obviously, you have Matthews and McGarry. They're the starters. Storm Norton was really good last year. Mm-hmm. Like, Storm Norton in relief was a revelation last season, and they, you know, re-signed him. So it's one of those things where will you keep a fourth tackle on the roster? And, you know, if you don't want to, then it doesn't make sense to spend a fifth. Especially if you're going to sign him to the practice squad, that just opens up the possibility of him getting signed somewhere else.
Right.
So that's something to consider when it comes to tackle. And I know I'm saying this as someone who's advocating for Joe Alt. I wasn't advocating for Joe Alt because of positional need. I was advocating for Alt because I just think he's better as a player, as a prospect than, you know, most of these other guys in the, almost everyone in the draft actually. And, you know, taking Alt, in my opinion, would have opened the door to straight up trade McGarry, you know, for, you know, maybe a day two pick. Maybe you can get a second rounder. Who knows? Like, I don't know what his market is. Yeah. But that's not the case with taking a tackle here. Because here you're looking at, you know, the question you're asking yourself is, will he be able to beat out Storm Norton? And I mean, I know I'm banging the drum for Norton, but he looked better than Caleb McGarry at certain points last season. Like,
right.
I feel like he's an incredible value at swing tackle. So that's just my reasoning for not going with the tackle right here in the fifth.
Yeah, so I'm going to put, just to move us forward, I'm going to put Xavier Thomas at edge, Ben Sinnott at tight end, Foster at offensive tackle, and then I'm going to add Luke McCaffrey at wide receiver into the mix too. And then we'll see. Because I think honestly, like, you get, and you know, Tyrone Tracy, the running back, like, he's interesting, but again, like, I don't know if they're going to spend and the fifth round pick isn't like a premium pick, like, don't get me wrong, but you know, I don't know that they're really going to necessarily emphasize getting that running. I think you can kind of just, like, wait and see who's there, like, late. Because they got 2 sixths as well. And we'll see if we get to those or not. I've got about 5 more minutes here, probably. But, so we'll give you guys a couple minutes to weigh in on this pick. And then we'll probably just do, like, a blitz to get these last 2 sixths picked. But I think it's, at this point in the draft, like, I know everyone's, like, really interested in filling needs, but you don't really, like, fill needs at this point, because, again, like, these types of players, like, in the fifth round, they're probably not going to be starters for you. They might be able to be rotational players or, like, depth players, or there's some positions where you can get, like, fringe starting guys. Like, you can get blocking tight ends that'll start for you at this point in the draft. You can get running backs that'll start for you at this point in the draft. You can get, like, rotational wide receivers at this point in the draft, but, you know, in terms of, like, starting offensive tackles or, like, starting caliber players, you're not typically going to find them here unless they're, like, developmental or they have some kind of limitations. Like, Javon Foster, I think, is a, like, potentially starting caliber tackle, but he does have athletic limitations, so he's not going to appeal to all schemes.
This is where I get on my soapbox and, you know, start my conspiracy theory about, you know, I tweeted it out. There is no way the Falcons did not get Justin Schaefer and Jamari Salyer mixed up a couple
years.
Yeah,
they just
no chance. There's no way there's no way that this team looked at those guys and was like, Justin Schaefer is the better prospect.
Yeah.
We'll never hear about it. You know, nobody will ever admit it, but I am absolutely convinced that they got the two names mixed up when submitting the draft paper, and then, like, they just had to roll with it because that's just incompetence. But also, it's just as incompetent to think that Schaefer is a better prospect. I'm saying this because Salyer was one of those rare guys who ended up being an impact starter right from the get, as a sixth round tackle. And I mean, to this day, he's, you know, starting with the Chargers, and he's probably going to have a very long NFL career. Meanwhile, Schaefer got waived after, you know, some camps and practice squad stints. But yeah, that's just me getting on, you know, putting on my tinfoil hat right now and going conspiracy theorist, because, I mean, come on, like, there's just no way Yeah. There's just no way.
Yeah, that's better than the alternative, which is that maybe they did actually have Schaefer over Salyer, which would we're just not going to entertain
what's worse.
That.
That's the thing. I don't know what's worse.
What is worse, honestly? But all right, well, we got a tie.
Maybe we'll do a poll with that. You know,
yeah,
at some
point. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we'll do some investigative reporting on that one maybe someday. But all right, we got a tie between Xavier Thomas, the edge rusher, and Javon Foster, the tackle. I imagine you're leaning towards edge, Adnan. Because of your thoughts on tackle at this point, but I'll let you pick since I've done so many of these damn mocks. So
yeah, at this point, if it is the tie break, I'll play the role of a vice president here and break the tie in the Senate. I'll go with Xavier Thomas. Like I said, I just don't think that any rookie tackle in the fifth round, you know, and moving forward, this is nothing against any of the tackles on the board right now. I don't know if they'll beat out Storm Norton for that swing tackle job, and I don't want to risk having a fifth round pick completely poached off right. of the practice squad, because I'm still expecting every player in this, you know, I'm expecting every fifth rounder to make the 53 man roster, you know, barring injury.
Yeah.
The very least. And yeah, we've taken Latu, Arnold Ebiketie's there, jury's out on D'Angelo Malone. We have a couple of those, you know, veteran guys. I think Lorenzo Carter is still under contract. I think Bud Dupree is still under contract as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, he's not. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, that makes it even easier then. Bud Dupree may be back. Eventually, who knows what goes on in the middle of summer. The team could bring back some of these guys that they let go of. Calais Campbell looks like he may be gone.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the worst idea to double down on edge in this draft, even though you took one in the first round. So my pick will be Xavier Thomas here.
Cool. All right. So we're going to make these ones rapid fire style. Luke McCaffrey is still here at 187 in the sixth round. I think you're a big fan of his as well, if I remember correctly, but especially at this point in the draft.
Yeah, in the sixth round. This is where during the draft show, we'll be like, all right, you know, Terry, let's trade out of this pick so we can get out of here a bit earlier. Please. You know, today.
At least there's no sevenths. Yeah. So
because we'll have been streaming for like 5 hours at that point.
Yeah. So we'll see how many of these six they end up having. But yeah, we'll take Luke for one of these because I know he had some votes in the previous one. I don't know if there's any other positions you want to hit. Like we could take a running back if you've got somebody in this range you like. We could take, you know, yeah, it's just at this point, it's kind of we've hit all the major needs, honestly. So, like, let's see. Sometimes I take linebackers here. Sometimes I just take Frank Gore Jr. just because it's like, there's no way he doesn't have, like, some kind of productive NFL career, right? I mean, he's Frank Gore Jr. So,
I mean, his dad was the definition of longevity.
Yeah.
Mad Tom K made a good point. It's just here, it's whoever's the best special teams player, probably. That's the quickest way to the 53 man. And they've done it in the past where they've specifically taken a player late just for Avery Williams. We just talked about it. I think he was a fifth rounder. You know, he was specifically taken as a return man. And I mean, it's worked out well until he got hurt.
Yeah, there is a linebacker here, speaking of special teams, named Steel Chambers.
Ooh.
And I feel like there's no way he cannot be a good special teamer, right? Like, I mean, that's an elite name.
That is one of the, you know, hashtag elite names of the draft. It's,
yeah.
You know, you could say he could fire one out of the chamber.
Yeah. You know,
when he gets a tackle, so.
Yep. Steal for the first. I mean, I feel like this guy is like a Hall of Famer, obviously.
You know, he's a hardened player, like Steel. Mm-hmm. This is what it comes down to in the sixth round.
Yeah. Also, I don't know anything about him otherwise, but yeah.
Yeah. Future all name team. Yeah. I mean, I'm down to just take Steel Chambers right here. Also, because we've already filled our dog's quota. Had we not taken McConkey, I would be pounding the table for a bulldog because we have to take at least one. You know, if you want to be, if you want to build a champion, you have to take champions. And you know, nobody personifies champions like the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yes, absolutely. Well, guys, there you have it. Real quick, we'll recap it. Appreciate everyone for hanging out with us. Laiatu at 8, which the Draft Simulator loves. Ladd McConkey at 43. The Draft Simulator really loved that one. Tavondre Sweat at 74. Again, another A grade for the Falcons there. Draft Simulator didn't like Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, but, you know, the Draft Simulator is wrong sometimes, right? We got a B-plus for Chris Abrams-Drain at 109. We got an A for Xavier Thomas at 143. And then a B for Luke McCaffrey at 187. And a C-plus for linebacker Steel Chambers at 197. But, I mean, I think you have to add extra points for the name, so...
That's easily at the very least a B just because of the name.
Yeah, yeah. But we get a B plus overall. And like, I mean, I don't really care about that. It doesn't mean anything. It's just for fun. But yeah, the simulator was jealous. They couldn't fathom how many good players we got with these picks. But yeah.
The only simulator I recognize is Matt Sims.
Exactly. Until he returns, you know. Yeah.
That's one of the deeper cuts for, you know, the people who are here for that Hall of Fame game play-by-play in, what was it, 2021?
Yep, back when we could still do play-by-play.
Man, I miss the play-by-play days.
I miss those days, yeah. You know,
I hate that we can't do it.
But so long ago, yeah. But, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you, patrons. Thank you, channel members, for coming in and spending some time with us. We appreciate everyone's support. We will have another patron and channel member live mock prior to the draft, and then of course we'll have like one public one probably like the Wednesday before, like last year where we nailed two picks, by the way. Congratulations to all of us, we did a great job. You know, we got the first two correct with Bijan and Matthew Bergeron, and I believe that was the only time all year we drafted Matthew Bergeron, so prescient by us. I think great job by us, but thank you guys for hanging out. Again, for those watching this later, please like, subscribe, consider joining up with the patrons and channel members. This looked like a good time, right? So you could get in on this among other things. Leave that 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to Bet Online for sponsoring tonight's episode. Thanks again, guys, for joining us. We will be back, of course, on Wednesday for the next episode of Falcoholic Live at 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, folks, thanks again for hanging out. We will see you next time on the Falcoholic Live and Dirty Birds and Brews. Have a great night, folks.
I guess.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.